I come into the studio and I tell all these guys this story. Now, in the meantime, Barbie gone back. She goes, I go, what'd you type in? And she finds what she actually typed in, does it again.
Yeah,
to make sure that it was the porn and that was it. So it popped up again.
Yeah, I was just, the reason I went back was not because I wanted to look at it again, because I wanted to thought, okay, is this on my computer? Do I have a virus? Has somebody been sitting here looking at it? Am I going to get in trouble for it?
Right.
I just wanted to make sure not to go there again.
So I come into the studio and I'm telling Danny this and we're getting a chuckle out of it. And then I said, oh, here's a good idea.
What?
Why don't we pull a prank on Barb?
Are you freaking kidding me? You jerks.
And let's not only pull a prank, but let's get IT and our boss involved.
That is not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Barb,
you
don't
have no
you feel
idea
better
how
now?
Funny
that,
it is.
In this business, at this time, it is not fun to get called into the office and have them, I need to talk to you for a moment. Can you shut the door?
Yeah, it's too bad, isn't
that
it?
That is not very nice.
Aren't you happy, though, that now that you found out that it's fake?
I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I have to call my husband.
All right, hang on, Barb. Hang on. So I sent Jeff an email, our boss, Jeff Catlin.
The cat.
Yes.
The hated cat.
He needs
right.
Refresher courses in HR.
I said, okay, here's the setup for this afternoon when you speak to Barb, because he called you in the office when you showed up at work, right?
Yes.
I said that IT caught a red flag website from her computer at approximately 4 p.m. on Monday.
You have no idea what that means.
It was a pornographic site that contained very shocking images. Explain how extremely serious this is. She'll explain her way out of this by saying she typed in a wrong website, which is fine. She will mention me, Corby. I guarantee it. Ask her if you and Corby were looking at porn together.
Yes, he did say that. He asked me on numerous times, did Corby make you do this?
Just tell her you have to follow company procedure when something like this occurs. You then break out a standard questionnaire that applies to all red flag violators.
Did you make up the questions he asked me?
Yep.
They're all right here.
You know, I was so nervous when I went in there. I was like, no, yes, sir, no. I just shot off everything. And then after I got out, I was like, why is he asking? That's stuff that's probably not appropriate to ask if it's a real
agent. Oh, it's not appropriate
at
all.
And who did you come to right away? Me.
I went to you because I didn't want you to get in trouble.
She's like, do you got my back on this? You remember what happened, right? Right? Will you go in there and explain that it was just all a mistake and I didn't mean to do that?
Well,
no, and then she goes, you know what? The IP department picked up.
The IP?
What's it called?
IT.
Oh. The thing that I got nervous about because I said, and I went right back to the site just to make sure. And then I thought, when I sat at my desk, I thought, my God, I didn't go right back. It took like 20 minutes before I went back. And then I went back and asked him, is this on my permanent record I made? Our promotions person stepped out of the room so I could talk to him because I didn't want it to be on my permanent record.
Oh, Barbie. See, it's all fun now.
And
it's
he
all
said,
clean.
I have your file. I go, but is it in my file? He goes, don't worry. I've got your file. It's all taken care of. I said, but is it in my file? And I really wanted to go down and say, these questions should not have been asked.
Jeff is such a jerk. Okay, so here is the audio with Barb.
Oh, my gosh. You taped it?
Of course.
It's against law.
Too bad.
Sue him.
Yeah.
Oh,
see how well that worked out for Falwell?
You can hear my voice probably quivering. I was so freaking nervous.
All right, let's hear the audio.
Here's Barb and Jeff.
Stress management. All right, here's the deal. I don't know what happened, but every week since I'm the operations manager now, I get an IT report from IT about internet usage in here. Was there some problem on Monday where you had porn on the computer?
Yeah.
Or okay.
It was an accident.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God. I typed in, I told Corby right when it happened, I was like, oh my, I was trying to type in Facebook, and I typed in F-A-C-B-E-O-O-K, and I was like, oh crap.
Like a typo?
Yeah, and so I went back to try to find out where that came from, and when I went back in, I saw it, I was like, oh crap.
Okay, yeah, because what happens is the IT department at corporate, they can look at it, they look at all the internet reports, and they see the sites, and things get red flagged, and then they have to send a report out to the different supervisors and department heads.
Okay.
It's terribly uncomfortable for you, and it's terribly uncomfortable for me, because we don't have a human resources director,
right,
as you know, anymore. But I have to ask, there's standard questions that I have to ask about the usage, and then I have to report back to them.
Okay.
Just to let them know that it was an accident, and there's
standard
not a problem,
questions,
and that you don't need help, and all those kind of things. So the question, first of all, were you knowingly looking at internet porn
no.
on a work computer?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you weren't viewing any pornographic images while you're on the job?
No.
Do you go to pornographic websites at work?
Never. Well, I, it was an accident yesterday.
Right, right.
No.
Right. Okay. Are you addicted to pornography?
No, I'm very against it.
You addicted?
I'm sorry.
I'm so embarrassed.
But I am embarrassed, too, and this is uncomfortable. I'm telling you. I don't like to deal with this, but you and Corby didn't have some plan where you guys were going to look at pornography together.
Together?
I was sitting at my desk, and I was like, Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God. I go, oh, my gosh, I just looked at porn. And Corby was right there, and he started laughing. I was like, crap, how did I do that? So yeah. I went back in to look. To see what I typed,
she explains
I
herself like 100 times.
What it was, okay. And it shot up again. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
I even have proof because I wrote on my Facebook, don't type F-A-C-V-E
okay.
on here.
Well, that's fine. And like I said, all I have to do now is I'm just following company procedure so okay. that I can go back and say, yes, I've asked these questions and no, it looks like, you know, it's just basically a standard questionnaire. So you're not addicted to porn.
No, I never looked at it in my life except on an accident or whatever.
Okay, so you don't like download it or go to it like 50 times a day. There's like a standard if you know those questionnaires that you get, like if you're an AA, they say, well, if you have more than so many drinks per day, or if you try to hide your drinking or
on
whatever.
My own ever gone to a porn site in my life. Okay. Except when I worked at Fox Mornings, we had to go look at something for a store.
So you've never been employed by any kind of adult business or pornographic
not
site?
Not a stripper, no. I don't do sex calls. Huh?
Okay, all right. And you've never, like, had any kind of weird addictions or sexual problems or issues or nymphomania or anything?
No.
Bestiality?
Are you serious? You have to ask these questions?
And necrophilia.
I don't even know what necrophilia is.
It's sex with a dead person.
Oh, no. No.
So none of those things?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know. I know. I'm sorry.
You know, I got scared because I told her, I was like, am I going to get in trouble? Because that's never popped up before. And
oh,
then
yeah.
I was going to call Nancy because I know that our computer hooked up to our...
Oh, Nancy Johnson?
Yeah, because yeah. I was like, should I report this? Because I remember...
Wait for it.
I think like 4 or 5 years ago when it was the Big Bun Morning Show, I was in there and it did the same thing. Like I was like, oh, crap, I just got porn.
And then what I think I saw on this report, too, is like all these little pop-up windows came popping up, and so that's what they're...
That, I know. I was like, oh, I was trying to pop... it was horrible. I was like, oh, my God, I can't get rid of it.
Right.
So now I'm thinking I'm going to start getting... porn now on my thing.
Well, if you do get any kind of pornographic
stuff,
just report it to me. Just send me a quick email, and I'll send it to the ID department and say, okay, this is what happened or whatever. So
I'm
they don't,
so embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
I know, I'm embarrassed, too. No, it's okay.
No, I don't. I'm not into bestiality. Even though they did say, no, that's not bestiality. What is it?
Listen.
That thing that they always played me saying about, you're having, not you're having on Orbeez, but they play the sound bite all the time.
Oh, I remember so, that.
Well, it's the thing about sex poop.
Oh, that's like, I don't know what that's called. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's not bestiality.
No.
I don't think so.
Hot Carl.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yes, please.
Please? Okay, great, thanks.
Sex poop.
Sex poop.
Are you into bestiality? Now, the question I had on here was, have you ever had relations with a farm animal? But I guess he was too scared to ask that.
Oh, my gosh.
How could you think that was serious?
I
mean, he's asking you about necrophilia.
I was so nervous because he made me shut the door, and I was nervous, and I just wanted to get it all out and explain myself. And then when I sat back at my desk, I thought, I can't believe that they would ask me those questions. And then y'all said you were going to talk about swingers. And I'm like, why am I getting in trouble?
We can do whatever we want.